Jerry Bader, show 935. If you want to weigh in on this story, call now. I'm going to move on to other things. I've got a few more things to say about it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's the story of Rachel Canning of Lincoln Park, New Jersey, suing her parents. Well, they won't pay for everything I want. They won't. They just won't. And she's got parents of a friend of hers enabling her in this. Some of the things, if you miss this, mixed in the seemingly dysfunctional family brew are a number of other allegations against each side. That the Cannings didn't like Rachel's boyfriend and they were abusive to her. And that Rachel missed curfews and was suspended from school. No surprise that the reaction in social media was swift and significantly tilted in one direction. She's an entitled, spoiled brat and will regret this later in life, wrote Gigi Benitez, CEO and founder of a PR firm. Tish Howard, former elementary school principal and CEO of an educational consulting firm, agreed. Here's another example of what happens when children are over-entitled. Let's hand out more trophies for just showing up. Howard, a mother and grandmother, wrote on Facebook. Well, no, she's exactly right. She's exactly right. My point is, this is not just this family. We have stopped teaching kids that if they've grown up in a comfortable suburban home, they're not going to start there. That's not what they're going to have. I don't know what happened under their roof, but you're 18. And you're an adult. And this notion that parents still have a responsibility to take care of you, I think it's not baby boomers' fault per se in terms of that they're spoiled. She's wrong about that. It's how badly we have spoiled this generation. And I've really started trying to reinforce this in my daughters, one who's a high school senior, one who's a junior in college. It ain't going to start this way. When I was 22 years old, trust me, this isn't the way my life started. My first apartment when I had a full-time job, which, by the way, is just about 30 years. It's 30 years ago this month. I don't recall which day. It was basically a boarding room. It was macaroni and cheese. We called it Marconi and cheese because a starving radio person could get by on it. The boxes were like 20 cents back then. That's all. That was it. Then I actually found a studio apartment. No, look, there's always been those in every generation who felt that I'm just going to pick up right where my parents had me. Now, a larger majority do. And I blame all of society. Travis in Sun Prairie. Travis, how are you on the Jerry A. Bader Show?
Thanks, Jerry. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks.
So I went through 4 years of college, paid for it all myself, paid for my car, paid for my phone. Why do these kids think that they should get help from everyone or help from the government or help from their parents? You know, what happened to working hard and, you know, spending what you can during college and then not going on these big, lavish spring breaks? You know, it irks me to no end.
I think what we have done is we have I'll tell you where I think it comes from, Travis. I think we have, as a society, particularly during the Obama years, have said, look, it's not your fault that you can't find a job. It's okay. Go home with your parents. And now you can stay on their insurance until you're 26. We are, as a society, Travis, we are enabling this. Look, if she's got to find some kind of job. And if she, you know, enough to where she can take 3 or 6 credits at a time. But the thought to her, Travis, that this is her responsibility is completely foreign to her.
That's just terrible that's where our society is today. Oh my gosh.
Well, I think this is one that you're hearing about. Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And I just want to finish up on another point on this that I touched on before the news. This is really hurting the economy. There are some jobs to be had. She would never want one of them. Women can do dirty jobs too, you know. It's not just men. Isn't that what the feminist movement was all about? A woman can pick up a welding torch just as easily as a man. A woman can wear a tool belt just as easily as a man. There are, yes, and she'll rock the tool belt. And there are jobs out there. There are. But she would never sully herself with that. These are monsters of our own creation. 26 really is the new 16. And look, I'm not judging you if you're a parent and you're like, well, I'm not going to let my kid on the street. All right, but do you insist they get a job? Or do you just let them live under your roof? Then I will judge you. Are you making them pay some kind of rent? Have you set a period of time? In 6 months, you need to be somewhere else. If you don't do that, we are creating, we've been saying this for generation after generation for the last 50 years, but I think it finally is true. You have to work for what you want. You have to earn what you want. And we have a whole generation. I'm telling you, this isn't just her. The thing, no, this is the way life is. Unless I find something magic that allows me to live in the lifestyle my parents raised me, and I'm just going to let them keep doing it. For how long? And it is shameful that she found a couple that will enable her in this crap. Jerry in Minocqua. Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think it's preposterous. I mean, I'm 58 years old. Basically, I either was military for 9 years or been self-employed pretty much my entire life. I'm probably never going to retire. And why does she think everything should be given to her? I mean,
that's the way she was taught. Because Jerry, our whole society taught her it is.
Yeah, and I don't mind working. I plan on working until I drop dead. I'll probably have to pry the things out of my cold, dead hands. But the only other comment I have to make about the whole thing is she probably doesn't have to worry about it because within a month she'll have a reality show.
Yeah, you know what? You're the second person to say that. Thanks a lot for the call. That some reality producer, we got an email to that effect. Thanks for the call. Some reality producer is going to latch on to her. It's also interesting the number of sympathetic posts she got on that Facebook page. Oh, yeah, it's just terrible what her parents are doing. You know what? Even if they did boot her out after she was 18, it's their house. It is. Whether or not I would do the same thing is really irrelevant. It's their house. Rob in Seymour. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Another thing is when they get out there and they're looking for these low-end jobs, they're running into adults that are saying, oh, I'm not going to keep working at this job. I can go back on unemployment for 99 weeks. So, I mean, they're getting a bad example from both ends.
Well, yeah. I mean, and by the way, that does happen. There are those on unemployment who don't want to take a job they see is beneath them. You know, you do what you got to do. I've said this before, Rob. If something were to happen, I know I'm lucky. I know I'm very fortunate. I shouldn't say lucky. I'm very fortunate that I have a job I love, and I make good money at it. I am fortunate. But if tomorrow, for some reason, I had to push a broom to support my family, I would. I have pushed a broom for a paycheck. I have done that. You do what you have to do. But we are not teaching that anymore. I'm not trying to let her off the hook. But you're going to see more and more of this. Rick on the road. Rick, go ahead. Rick, you there? Rick was just there. He's got a bad phone. Well, we're going to end it there because I'm going to get on to something else. On Friday, Governor Scott Walker called on TV stations to pull the phony, false, ridiculously lying Mary Burke ad. I want to address that in 3 minutes. It's 9:45.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.